It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Weather has helped to push the wheat market to some sharply higher levels and to levels we have not seen in years, especially when you look at Kansas City and Minneapolis. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the wheat market.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the wheat market has seen a pretty good run here so far this spring, with a lot of the support coming from the concerns about production in the winter wheat region. Of course, the hot and dry conditions has deteriorated the crop immensely down in the southern plains, especially in parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, and Colorado. Right now, winter wheat conditions are the lowest they've been at in years, and it doesn't seem like there's much in the way of hope to see those change in the short term. Weather forecasts continue to call for rain, but most of the rain is developing in the eastern sides of Kansas and Oklahoma, not so much in the major winter wheat producing regions. This has led to some economists now estimating that the potential production for Kansas could drop 31% this year. That's also helping to push the Minneapolis market, as it looks like traders are trying to buy acres up in the northern plains. Of course, cool, wet conditions have slowed down planting, as spring wheat planting in North Dakota was only 1% 2 weeks ago. It saw no progress here last week. So planting continues to be a little bit slow, and it likely will take a little bit more of a premium in Minneapolis to try to attract acres to switch over out of other crops, mainly because of the higher input costs. At this point, though, we do have the Kansas City market trading at two-year highs. The new crop Minneapolis contracts are trading at contract highs, but it still looks like there might need to be a little bit more of a push to be able to attract acres from other crops in the northern plains. In all, wheat has made a good run. It's good levels to start making some pricing at, but there might be a little bit more room to move, especially if the drought continues in the southern plains and the cool, wet conditions continue in the northern plains.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.